The Texas Tribune gave a great example of how tilted political journalism works. First, they ran a very long story about Ken Paxton and the charges against him, which gives the appearance of being in depth, but in reality never explored any of the charges against him or countercharges in depth. One of the writer's key lines is, to Texas Democrats, Paxton is the poster boy for what they see as a corrupt Texas GOP. That's a theme being posited to cement the idea of systemic GOP corruption. Then we get these two headlines the next day in the same outlet. FBI IRS agents raid State Senator Carlos Uresti's offices and Senator Menendez fails to report $50,000 in donations. Neither story talks about any poster boy for Democrat corruption in Texas or any similar thing. The Tribune investigation found that two state senators failed to report almost $60,000 in donations from two PACs. Senators Jose Menendez and Carlos Uresti, both San Antonio Democrats, vowed to file amended reports. The FBI raid on Uresti relates to a dirty saga of a failed fracking sand company for which he did legal work and for which he solicited investments. It's far nastier than anything asserted about A.G. Paxton. And Menendez's ordeal is pure political corruption. He failed to report a combined $50,000 in donations from two groups that are considered arch enemies at the state capitol, the Texas Trial Lawyers Association and Texans for Lawsuit Reform, the outlet reported. Where is that political party corruption, and who are its Texas poster boys again? I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.